Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Yes, the Sounds of Christmas station switches to Halloween music in October, which is now just around the corner. I get questions about that a lot, and I even reposted a blog about it recently on the Sounds of Christmas website. This is a tradition I started years ago in the early days of the Sounds of Christmas station. I'm going to share this story once again as I think it really illustrates how and why the Sounds of Halloween came to be. Like most families, Halloween and Christmas have always been big at our house. Lisa and the kids are on the Halloween side, while I'm with Santa. I learned long ago not to try and convert any of them. I think what happened at Disneyland once explains it best. In one of the studios at California Adventure, you can use this machine to determine which hero or villain you are. I was Tarzan. All three of them were villains. Oh well, they love me anyway. So as we move toward October, I get super busy working on the new season of The Sounds of Christmas. While the station stays on year-round, I decided to make a change in October, turning The Sounds of Christmas into The Sounds of Halloween from October 1st through Halloween night. I admit, mostly this was just for my family, while I kick the tires and otherwise make sure everything is set to go for the coming season, including loading lots of new music. But I found there are a lot of other people that also love Halloween. So year after year, I've expanded the playlist, finding more and more Halloween music. And with all of that said, you might be wondering, what exactly is Halloween music? Well, some of it's pretty obvious. Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, Ghostbusters, songs about things you associate with Halloween. Ghosts, monsters, werewolves, vampires, witches. Some are scary stories, and some are about candy, trick-or-treating, and just autumn in general. I also include some songs from scary movies and TV shows, and some of these are pretty creepy. Some are funny, and a lot of them are in between. While there are some kids' songs, like the Count from Sesame Street, a few of the songs do have bad language. And some of the themes of some songs are straight out of horror movies, and those probably aren't for little kids either. I only say that so you'll know that for the month of October, parental guidance is suggested. And like the Sounds of Christmas, I add new stuff to the Sounds of Halloween every year, like the brand new release Dance Macabre from Duran Duran, and this really spooky version of It Had to Be You from Tiffany Ashton and Tommy Prophet, which is on the soundtrack to The Haunting of the Queen Mary. I think that came out over the summer. On the Sounds of Christmas, I play many versions of many songs, so you won't just hear Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas. You'll hear lots of different singers and bands, old and new, offering their takes on that classic. And I do the same thing with the Halloween songs. For example, I have over 24 versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, though I may not get to all of them this year, as I try to separate songs and artists so you don't hear the same songs and the same voices over and over. During the Sounds of Halloween, you will hear from many of your favorite Christmas music singers and bands, including Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Mannheim Steamroller, and even Bruce Springsteen. There are songs about killer tomatoes, black magic women, and haunted houses. There are also songs about alien invasions, invisible men, and around 30 versions of I Put a Spell on You. And I probably won't get to all of those either. And I play lots of Disney songs from movie villains and from spooky shows on Disney Plus. I also have at least half a dozen songs from Mystery Science Theater 3000. As a further example, and to give you a better idea of what I mean by Halloween music, here are a dozen songs I randomly shuffled from the Sounds of Halloween library as I put the latest blog together and added it to the Sounds of Christmas website. Jimmy Buffett, Desperation Samba, Halloween in Tijuana. Paul Simon, The Werewolf. Eraton, Come Little Children, Rush, The Twilight Zone, Five-Man Electrical Band, Werewolf, Florence and the Machine, Call Me Cruella, The Polyphonic Spree over at the Frankenstein Place, Lynn Anderson, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, Bo Diddley, Bo Meets the Monster. Idina Menzel, Beast. Heaven 17, Don't Fear the Reaper. And Elvis Costello, Let Him Dangle. You probably recognize some of those songs, but maybe you're not familiar with the artist, or you just didn't realize they recorded a version of it, as well as the popular one. For example, I have about a dozen versions of Don't Fear the Reaper, including the original by Blue Oyster Cult, and I play all of those, but the one that shuffled up this time was from Heaven 17. I hope that all makes sense. And I hope you enjoy this upcoming celebration of Halloween throughout the month of October. And then the new season of The Sounds of Christmas will be here starting on November 1st. Thanks so much for listening and for continuing to support The Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to this podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab for that. We also have a Linktree page so you can find us on your favorite streaming site and you can subscribe, and then you'll never miss another episode. I'll put the link to that down in the show notes. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episode, the Sounds of Christmas station, or the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus and the Great Pumpkin.